Now, we'll go back, Madam Secretary.
Case number 11217, Mr. and Mrs. Leslie and Lorraine Brightville, east of Road 341B, Pepper Creek Road, and being west of Longleaf Road by 850 feet north of South Dogwood Drive within Dogwood Acres, and more specifically Lot 199, tax map ID 134, map 6, parcel 222, a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Lorraine Brightville, 272 Long Stretch Road, Pine Grove.
Good evening.
Leslie A. Brightville, 272 Long Stretch Road, Pine Grove.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're here before you. This is Megan Hudson and Leslie and Lorraine Brightville, the applicants, for requesting a variance for the property 30789 Longleaf Road in Dagsboro, requesting variances from the County Code Chapter 115, Article 4, Subsection 25C. The property is located in an area that's zoned AR1. And it's an undersized lot requiring a 10-foot side yard setback and a 20-foot rear yard setback. The home was placed in the 1970s, and the applicants acquired the property on May 3, 2013. As you can see from the survey submitted with the application, the rear side corner is 8.6 feet, which is 1.4 feet into the county side yard setbacks, and the rear is 19.2 feet, which is 0.8 feet into the rear yard setbacks. And I also have some pictures of the property. Regarding the factors, as far as the uniqueness of the lot is unique because it's a smaller, undersized lot, and the home has existed there for over 40 years. It would present an exceptional practical difficulty to move the home, given the shape and size of the lot, the fact that the lot has been there for over 40 years and foliage has grown up around the property. In addition, the property has been built up around the home with the driveway, the deck, and the porch being placed. And as you can see also from the exhibit in the application, the septic report, which the drawing shows the placement of the septic tank, which would prevent the home from being moved to bring the side yard into compliance. Regarding the possibility of development, the home cannot be developed in strict conformity without the variance, given the way the property has already been developed. The home was placed in the 70s, and there are other mobile homes surrounding it, and the whole neighborhood is developed similarly. And the variance is necessary to afford the reasonable use of the property as a residence, which it has been used for in the past 40 years. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The home was placed in the 1970s. There have been subsequent additions to the property for which permits were issued, and the property has existed this way for over 40 years. The applicants did not know of the violations when they signed the contract to purchase the property in 2013. In addition, they couldn't have been on notice because visually the whole neighborhood is wooded. The homes are similarly spaced, so it wasn't apparent to the naked eye that there was any violation. Regarding the effect on the surroundings, granting the variance would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The property is zoned AR1, which allows for residential use. The property has been used as a home for the past 40 years without any issues. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate development of the adjacent property. The neighboring properties have been developed. They're all used as residences. And the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The home has been used as a home, and it will continue to be used as such. Regarding the extent of the variance is the least modification possible required to bring the property into conformance with the county regulations. The applicants are requesting a 1.4-foot variance from the side yard setbacks and a 0.8-foot variance from the rear yard setbacks. The variance is necessary to afford relief in order for the property to be brought into conformance and compliance with the regulations. It's the only reasonable solution. And again, it's the least modification possible. Therefore, we request that the board consider the application for the rear and side yard setback variances.
Okay. Thank you for that, Ms. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickard?
Yes, I see you have permits here for the accessory structures, right? And
yes.
Your A roof. Do you have a? Did they have a permit for the mobile home itself? If it's 40 years ago, it'd be 1973.
Yes. What
business then?
from what I understand is that since the home was placed in the 1970s, that what I understand from Mr. Lank, it was grandfathered in for the use of the single wide mobile home.
Okay.
In that community.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And I, Mr. Callaway, have no further questions at this time.
And I have one, Mr. Callaway.
Okay, Mr. Chubb?
Ms. Hudson, do your clients swear or affirm the testimony you just provided is true and correct?
Yeah, we do.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in favor.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,217. The testimony that was given, they've covered the standard for granting a variance. I believe she's done all that. And there's uniqueness, certainly a uniqueness to the property. The applicant didn't know they were in violation until they wanted to make settlement. So there is a uniqueness to the property and the approval, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship hasn't been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. You have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,217. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,217 is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.